During the vice presidential debate of 2020, one of the most notable communication moments was when Senator Kamala Harris responded to Vice President Mike Pence's multiple interruptions with, "I'm speaking," in an attempt to get him to stop. Although executed by her calmly and patiently, it didn't work initially and required multiple attempts. This scene resonated with the audience and became the subject matter of many memes and even a sketch by Saturday Night Live. No matter your political affiliation, no one likes to be interrupted. But when you are, what's the best way to handle it? Before you get flustered from an interrupter, pause, smile, and ask permission to speak. The absolute worst thing you can do with someone who interrupts you is to mirror their same rudeness. That's how things escalate and can land you in a real debate, just like we witnessed in the Trump-Biden presidential debate. Although Senator Harris was made fun of by comedians for her calm approach as she continued to repeat, "I'm speaking," to Pence, this keep calm, repetitive message approach is better suited for a rude interrupter, but we can take it a step further for better results. The pitch challenge today: the next time you are interrupted, pause, smile, and ask permission to speak. These three actions may seem counter to how you intuitively feel like responding, but that's why they work. The interrupter will not be expecting them. So using this technique, if someone were to interrupt me, I'm going to pause, meaning I'm not going to talk until the uncomfortable pause is noticeable. Then I'm going to make eye contact with the person and smile big until my interrupter notices. Finally, I will bluntly ask, "I was midstream in my sentence. Would it be okay with you if I complete my thoughts first?" By asking the question, the person must respond, and then his or her response will tell you everything you need to know about continuing or discontinuing the conversation. Remember, if you continue to be interrupted by someone, you have the right to end the conversation and remove yourself. As a warning, you can simply say, "If I'm not able to finish my sentences, I will not be able to continue this intended conversation with you." If you need to walk away, you can say, "I'll be happy to discuss with you at a later date when I'm able to complete my sentences and we can have a productive conversation." Can you imagine if Senator Harris would have said this and left the debate? Now that would have been the ultimate mic drop.